This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, December 21, 2008. Herod is not a good listener. The scripture is Matthew 2, verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. Herod the Great was an energetic builder, a great organizer, and a powerful king. But he was not a good listener. He did not listen to God's invitation that came in the words of the wise men. Herod didn't really want to worship the newborn king at all. Ask yourself some questions. In Herod's mind, were any of the statutes of the Lord trustworthy? No, unless they advanced his own kingdom. In Herod's opinion, did the commands of the Lord give light to the eyes? No, unless they served his purposes. Were the ordinances of the Lord more precious than gold? Nope. Do you suppose Herod was the kind of person who would read the instructions of God, examine his life, and then discern any hidden faults? No. Herod was a law unto himself and was unable to keep from willful sins. His personal pride and fear of losing his position drove him to more scheming, manipulation, lying, and eventually hideous murder, rather than awe and wonder. But God moved Herod out of the way. God brought his salvation to the world in spite of Herod's power and plotting. God even made use of Herod's scheme so that another of the old prophecies would be fulfilled, the one about God calling his son out of Egypt. It turns out that God is mighty enough to use good listeners and bad ones. Would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. You are my rock and my redeemer, my Savior and my God. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.